Each Wednesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District. We're joined again by our General Manager of Upper Hunter Shire Council, Greg McDonald. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, going really well, thanks.
That's the way. Hey, I did see an update on the Council Facebook page with MR358. There seems to be some movement out there.
Yeah, we're still doing the design work, and that's expected to be finished probably in the next month or so, and we'll be going out to contract for the construction in the new year. But we're taking the opportunity to get in before the construction works and remove as much of the old material as we can. It does a couple of things. It gives us an opportunity to look at what the type of material is, and as we dig down, we can sort of give the designers and the contractors a bit more information so they can price the job more accurately.
Yep.
And it stops the unstable material falling any further down the hill. So it's doing a couple of things, and it's been a good opportunity for us to get in and pull that material out now.
Well, it's good to see some progress out there. Also, the flood damage, there's still been a lot of work done in the last week or so.
Yeah, we've now logged over 900 separate instances of work that needs to be done, everything from small failures to large washaways. We're continuing to do small jobs just to keep people's access open, but I just sort of want to reiterate to the community, the work we're doing at the moment, they're just not permanent fixes. They're temporary fixes because we're continuing to get wet weather. And really our priority at the moment is just to keep accesses open. I know that might sound a little bit silly not to do permanent fixes, but if we were to do permanent fixes, we wouldn't be able to get around to do everyone's job. So at the moment, a lot of the work we're doing is just very temporary, keeping the accesses open. Once we get some good stretch of good weather, we'll be able to do more permanent works and fix it. But just asking for people's patience as we continue to address those 900 or more jobs.
It's like that story about the little boy with the dike. You've only got so many fingers.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we need to spread our resources as thin as we can, but we will come back and do more permanent works in due course. But we just can't do the, you know, hundreds of hours necessary on one job at the expense of not getting to other jobs at the same time.
For sure. Now, COVID changes today, Greg.
Yeah, well, we've got changes now, so no more QR codes into council facilities. There are some exceptions, so we do have aged care facilities and you'll still need to QR code and wear a mask at those facilities. But for the majority of council facilities like libraries, community centres and our main offices, no more QR codes and no more masks are required. Of course, customers can choose to wear a mask if they feel they want to and gives them greater protection, but it's no longer mandated.
That is fantastic news. And I just wanted to check with you, what's the council closures over the Christmas period?
Yeah, we'll be closing our offices from midday on the 24th and we'll be reopening on the 4th of January 2022. Between that time, we'll have skeleton staff working, just doing things that need to be done around the area. So, tidy-ups, bin clearing, anything that needs to be done will be done, but we won't have offices open in that period.
Oh, it's to be expected. You guys deserve a break. Greg McDonald from the Upper Hunter Shire Council, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date.
Not a problem.